Hey there, it's Nick. We're still working on season 5 of Love and Radio, which will be coming out this autumn. And while we put together our next season, we're taking a listen to some of our favorite work, both from our own back catalog, as well as from other folks whose audio we love. The episode I'm going to play for you right now is from a podcast called Here Be Monsters, and I think it's safe to say it transmits from the same extraterrestrial planet Love and Radio lives on. The name of this episode is Deep Stealth Mode.
I think I'm going to try just talking into the microphone every once in a while, see what comes out. Today I took my kiddo to a park that had all these water fountains spraying and kids running around squealing. When we were changing into her bathing suit in the park restroom, she said someone just looked under the stall, and she was so upset, and I said, well, it was probably just a little kid, and she was really not happy about it, that someone could have seen her privates. And then after she did her playing in the water and we went back to change back into her clothes in the same stall, I don't think there was anyone else in the bathroom, but she insisted on keeping her long swimming shirt on and pulled down over her bottom until she could get some shorts and underpants on to cover things up. So we're definitely in deep stealth mode. Maybe that's why she likes spies and ninjas so much right now. Because they sneak around and they get to decide who sees them. My mom noticed that she was tucking her penis back between her legs when she was getting dressed. I hadn't noticed, but Grandma did. She told me, and so I asked my daughter about it. So I noticed that lately...
Yeah?
I noticed that lately, sometimes when you're, like, getting dressed, you're kind of, like, tucking your penis in between your legs?
I don't like it.
Okay. You don't like your penis?
I don't like it.
She said, I just don't like my penis, Mom. I just don't like it. And I said, why? And she said, because I'm a girl. I want a vagina. So here's the background part. My kiddo is 7 years old. When she was born, she appeared to have all the parts you'd expect on a boy.
So when I was little, my mama didn't know that I was a girl, and I didn't like that, and I wanted to be. I like to wear little dresses, and I liked my little pony, and I liked fairies.
As soon as she could crawl, she crawled toward the princesses, and as soon as she could talk, she begged me to buy her dresses, and pretty soon after that, she told me that something had gone wrong in my tummy that made her come out as a boy instead of a girl. And she wanted me to put her back in my tummy so she could come out again as a baby girl. And she was not even 4 when she said that to me. And ever since then, she's held fast to that message. This absolutely rock solid assertion, day in, day out, year in, year out, that she is a girl.
Come on, Levy, let's get some breakfast and get to camp. Your bathing suit. Camp. I got your bathing suit. You got
very fun.
Let's get some sunscreen.
There.
Yeah. thing I wanted to...
So it's Monday morning. It's a beautiful, sunny summer day. And my daughter is going to a new summer camp this morning. We've never been there before. When I was registering her last night, they wanted to know on the registration, male or female. So I clicked female, and of course now I'm wondering, should I tell them? Could that avert potential disaster? Or do I just trust that if it comes up, she'll handle it?
And then there's one thing I had to ask you about, honey.
I wanted to ask you. Okay, so you're going to a new camp. We don't know anybody there yet. They sound really nice. But I'm wondering, do you want me to tell one of the teachers there that you're a girl with a penis, just in case somebody, and just in case you need some help if some kid asks you? I don't think anyone's gonna notice, but it's just, do you want me to tell anybody in case you need help?
No! No! No!
I won't. Okay, okay. Okay. I didn't tell anybody. When I signed you up, I just said, my daughter's coming, she's 6 years old, she's a girl. And I didn't tell anybody. Because it's up to you to tell people if you want. And I don't think anyone's gonna notice because you're very private about your body. And it's up to you, who knows. Do you need a tissue, honey? But it sounds like you do not want me to tell the teacher. Is that your decision?
I love you.
We're really going into what they call stealth mode. Sounds so military. It sounds really serious, stealth. I guess it is serious. You can still get fired for being transgender. You can still get killed for being transgender. Probably not at summer camp today. But managing a secret is not fun.
I want you to be happy today. Let's go. Let's get your clothes on and go to new camp. Alright, let's go. It's going to be so fun. Let's go to camp.
I know. It's going to be boring.
It's going to be boring. Nice attitude. You go.
Come on, Levy. Let's go find your... Oh, let's go over. Maybe she'll be able to tell us what to do.
Good morning. Good
morning. So, can I get your first day picture?
First day picture. Okay.
So you can stand right in front there. This is the camera, so you can look up there. Big smile. Oh, that's great.
Good smile.
Love it. Okay.
She's good.
When Laverne Cox was on the cover of Time magazine, I showed her the picture and I said, look at this. Look at this beautiful, smart, famous lady that everyone loves. She's also transgender. She's like you. And she's on the cover of this magazine that everybody in all of America is looking at. So there's nothing wrong with you. You're special. So her new best friend in the world is a little girl who lives a block away from our house. The girls were having a play date last weekend. It was a beautiful, warm, sunny day. And they wanted to go run around in the sprinkler. So I fished out some swimsuits for them. And the next thing I know, they're heading into the bathroom together to change. Kind of raised my eyebrows and looked at my daughter and, like, kind of checking in with her. And she said, "Oh, Mom, it's okay. She's already seen my privates." And her friend just stood there like, "We're good." And off they went into the bathroom and changed into their swimsuits and ran out into the sun to play.
Hey, sweetheart. So, she already knew that you were transgender? How did she know?
Told her.
You told her?
Mm-hmm.
When did you tell her?
I trusted her.
You trusted her? How'd it come up?
I just kind of did one day. I said, "I'm transgender. You know what that means?" Explained to her. She's like, "All right." And now she knows.
She was all cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain it?
I did this.
How? What do you say?
How I explained it to everyone.
Okay.
She's just like, "All right, I get it.
Did you explain to her about privacy?
Yes, I told her. Please don't tell everyone else.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm really glad you have a friend that you trust. She's a good friend.
This conversation where she told her friend that she's transgender had happened weeks prior. And I called up her mother and told her, I said, your daughter's known this for a while. But my daughter told her it's private. So she didn't even tell you, did she? I mean, she didn't even tell her own parents. I said, your daughter is, she's a good friend. It makes me think we don't give our kids enough credit. A lot of adults I've met can't keep their mouth shut when it comes to this. And yet, I think the seven-year-olds, I think they know what privacy means and trust and friendship. She certainly has one good friend in her corner.
What's your favorite thing about being transgender?
My favorite thing about being transgender is that I'm myself now. When you're transgender, you're more yourself.
What's the hardest thing about being transgender?
Is that it's kind of hard because so many people might forget that it's kept private and tell other people, and then everybody will end up knowing and people might tease you. Might
tease you.
And some people might just ask questions.
Good people won't tease you.
Yeah, they'll just ask questions or nothing.
Right. Have you ever been teased?
No.
What would you do if someone teased you for being transgender?
I don't know.
I can't pretend that everyone in the world is going to support her, that I've got to prepare her for the people who won't. She can't stay in innocence forever. I want to help her prepare for those people she will inevitably encounter. I can't tell her it's not going to happen. I have to say, yeah, it might. And we're going to figure it out. I'm just going to tell her, we're not going to have 100% success rate here, kiddo. Some people are going to find out. And some of them aren't going to want to understand. Some people are jerks. They're like Darth Vader. They're too sad and angry to be nice. I'll never forget that. When she was 4 or 5, she watched a little bit of Star Wars. She said, "Why is Darth Vader mean? Why is he evil?" It was beyond her conception that someone might just be bad. There had to be a reason. She couldn't understand why there would be evil, because she'd never really seen it, which is a wonderful thing. So I told her that people are bad because they're feeling bad. Something bad happened to them in the past, and they're feeling really rotten, and so they're acting like Darth Vader. That's why people act bad. which I think is true.
So if someone asked you, what does that mean to be transgender for you? What do you say? What would you say?
If you were born and your mom and dad thought you were a boy, but in your heart and when you grow up and you could talk to and tell them and you wanted to be a girl, like let's say they thought you were a boy because you had a penis, but you felt like a girl, and so for example, a girl with a penis would be a transgender person. Or a boy with a vagina.
What do you think it's going to be like to be a grown-up transgender woman?
Special.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think you would ever change your mind and want to be a boy?
No. I just want to be a girl who likes ninjas. Yeah. Yeah.
She remembers being told that there was something wrong with her. Nobody ever put it that way. But she was told for the first 4 years of her life that she was a boy. And she had to fight and fight and fight to convince me and everyone else that she was a girl. So I guess the early message was, there's something wrong with you. There's something weird here. There's something that even your own mother doesn't understand. If your own mother doesn't understand who you are, then how can you trust that the rest of the world will get it? It's like I'm always trying to think ahead, and I'm never quite able to. What's lurking around the corner that's going to surprise us and hurt her? What can I prevent from happening by telling her that her pants are too tight? By telling other parents not to tell their kids? I know I can't protect her from everything, but I'm gonna do whatever I can to protect her from most of it. So that I'm the one feeling the heartbreak and not her.
Other questions?
Is there anything that you want me to do differently to help you out? Or am I doing okay?
You're doing really fine, Mama.
I love you.
You too.
You the ones controlled me, can't get to me at all. Time to see what I can do. You don't feel, don't let them know. But now they know. Let it go, let it go. Run with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry. Here I stand and here I stay. Let the storm rage on. Don't never bother me anyway.
Funny how some missed everything seems. Fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. Time to see what I can do. Just the lips that make them. You don't feel, let them know. But now they know.
Thank you.
That's it for the show. This episode was produced by someone who chooses to be called Marlo Mack. Her blog is called Gender Mom, and her podcast is called How to Be a Girl. This episode was edited for the Here Be Monsters podcast by Jeff Entman, along with Bethany Denton and Nick White. Here Be Monsters is a production of the Independent Producer Project at KCRW. You can find them at hbmpodcast.com, and you should. They're great. Love and Radio is a production of Radiotopia, whose founding sponsors are the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, and by listeners like you who donate and keep this thing going. Thanks for listening.